Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I woke up, smile on my face. The sun was out. It was a beautiful day. Yeah. And I remember that it's opening day. The glory of opening day.
Hey, it's Lou. Listen.
Hey, it's Lou.
I tell you, right now, I'm not happy. It's, as we all know, it's supposed to be opening day.
We understand that you have a brand new poem.
I'm having a tough day. My wife, she made some pancakes. I drew little seams on each pancake, make it look like a baseball.
Mow the grass that grows in your heart. It's time for baseball season to start.
A dark day for Red Sox fans.
Lou Maloney, former big leaguer, has just walked into the studio in full uniform.
I'm not losing my mind or anything.
To prove that we have all lost our minds.
Baseball's way of Happy New Year. And then there's another line in there.
So who the f*** is going to come up with a clutch hit? You tell me.
And it goes on and on. Whatever.
Right now.
Will they say goodbye to a recent...
Oh, shut up! You don't represent me.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Listen, I know these are very difficult times with the coronavirus and whatever, but and I know different people are reacting in different ways. But, Christian, do me a favor. Who the hell walks around and goes to work wearing a Wade Boggs uniform? Who the hell does that?
No. I'll that's a Merlone 2-6, baby.
Turn around. Hold on. It says Merlone on the back.
It does. He had to convince his son that it was actually him. I tell you what, Glenn. I love me some Angry Lou. Like, I love Angry Lou. I actually love sarcastic Lou, even though sometimes I don't get it. hint, hint. But I love,
what?
Love
what?
Unstable Lou.
What? And what I think that's unstable? What...
Unstable Lou is the theme of the day. He's coming unglued. I think he's going to be... because you don't know what to do with yourself. You don't know what to do. You don't know how to act. So you're make-believing... You're playing make believe in your backyard. You're like, you think people are going to come out of your woods. You think Shoeless Joe or Nomar is just going to appear. You can have a quick game. What's wrong with you?
I went
you?
Out in the back.
And they will come.
And I opened up my back gate to the woods. And yeah. Through that gate, Nomar came through.
You have cornfields in the back there, Marshfield?
No, it's Marsh. And then it was Mo Vaughn came walking through. John Valentin, Frito, Jeff Fry, Dauber,
Pedro.
Trot, Tech. Pedro, Wakey, I mean, Darren Wakey. Lewis, Troy O'Leary. I mean, I'm sitting saying, let's do this right now. Who we got today? And we all just sort of hung out, and we played a little pickup game.
Who won, Lou, and how did you play?
I was outstanding.
How'd you do, Lou?
I was.
Of course you did. Four for four.
I hit a home run, my first at bat.
But unstable.
No, it was. Yep. I tell you what, it's not fun. I mean, this is supposed to be opening day. You know, and I always felt like opening day in football to me is exciting, but it means winter's coming. Opening day for baseball is like spring is coming, summer's coming, we're going to the beach, we're going to listen to the ball game, crack of the bat, all that good fun stuff.
Like wounded gladiators returning to Rome, the World Series champs are coming.
The unknown,
home.
You look around there during the anthem, you don't know, you might have a Cy Young, an MVP, rookie of the year. It might be your year. You go out there, someone goes down, you might play every day. Become an everyday player. Who knows? You could blow out and get a Tommy John. The unknown is what makes opening day beautiful.
Well, hold on.
And right now,
you have the great unknown. You have unknown. You don't know when you're going to start playing.
The great unknown is right. It freaking sucks. Once again, let's just start off with the 2020. March 26th, do me a favor. Just suck a little today. All right? Just suck a little. Because the whole freaking year has sucked up to this point. Today, just suck a little.
Who has more power, Unstable Lou or Angry Lou? I mean, Unstable Lou is at least funny. Angry Lou, he's just
angry.
He's just always uptight. He's nothing makes him happy. Right. Unstable Lou is saying stupid stuff.
The difference is Unstable Lou is fine in stable times, but in unstable times when you've got Unstable Lou, it's not a good combination.
I'm curious, you know, in the imaginary game that was played earlier today in Marshfield, one was Mookie Betts on the field. Did Chris Sale actually have surgery? And is Alex Cora the manager?
No. Alex played.
No,
for
they're
the
still
other,
gone.
Alex played for the other team. Christian, when I play games, it's like cheaters. early 2000s. Okay, we're not playing current day. There's no Michael Chavis on my field. Little Raffy Devers. No, they're little bucks. They're little kids. They're just hanging out. They're watching the game. They're up on the deck right now eating popcorn.
Was I the only problem with this, Christian? Was I the third?
You
base
were the
girl?
Ball boy.
Thank you. That's all I care about.
Glenn was the home plate umpire.
But big fat guy with a pad in front of me.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
Old school pad too. Old school ones.
But Unstable Lou was looking at it the wrong way. It's 2020. Granted, it's March. It's not April. I remember when they used to start baseball in April. Now they start it in March. But you can't look back at 1998. You can't look at it that way, Lou. You've got to look at it.
Go back to the glory days.
Baseball 2020.
Goes deep, and the Red Sox lead it 5-0.
I got to go back to my happy place. I'm not going to, you know, what am I going to go to now? No, I'm not going to go to now. What? I'm going to go to this team now and be like, all right, who's on the mound? Sale? No. Price? No. Ryan Weber. Well, but put Ryan Weber's ass out there. How about Verdugo?
Martin
no,
Perez.
He's hurt. Mookie's gone. It's not fun. I'm going back glory days.
Will they say goodbye to a recent bout of sorrow?
Hey, you know,
if it doesn't rain, we'll find out tomorrow.
Those glory days
Where's
when we didn't win
at?
Anything. You know, when there was still
He's
a drought.
Quarantine, Christian.
We were still cursed. Those were the glory days.
Those were the glory days when people were pissed off and angry. Now I just the fans are entitled. They're kind of like the Patriots fans, right? It's like they used to assume they were going to win. The amount of World Series that the championships of this team has won is ridiculous, and yet people are moving away from the game, not to the game. That always freaks me out. So the better a team gets, the more committed they are to winning. You would think that the fans would be more interested, more engaged. You know, so I think that this creates a perfect opportunity for not only baseball but baseball fans. So because the big discussion is, when are they going to play? If they do play, how is it going to look? How many games can they fit in? What are you going to do about the All-Star game? There's so many different variables. So for me, I look at it as an opportunity. I look at it as baseball's opportunity to be creative, throw some new wrinkles into this game that otherwise never would have happened in any other circumstances. Now you can try it out. The players won't bitch and moan about it because, listen, they just want to play. They want to get the games in. They want it. They will not.
You're underestimating.
No, they will not. These are different circumstances. I think you're crazy. There's not one player that's going to sit there and bitch and moan about some new radical change that they assume will only be here for this season.
Yeah.
And then after this, it's not going to be there. But just what happens, Glenn, if you try something new? Everybody loves it. The fans love it. You love it. Implement it into next season.
Yeah, I've seen enough dating back to the old days of Marvin Miller of the Major League Baseball Players Association. And I'm not saying that they're not aware of what's going on in the real world. But if Major League Baseball sits down, we're going to get to it, and tries to make some changes. Because the commissioner showed up on TV last night, and we're going to get to that.
I love
and
some of these changes.
But they talk about doing changes. You mark my word, Christian. You mark my word, those players are going to bitch about it. And they're going to be totally tone deaf to what's going on in the real world out there.
I agree because I do think that the players' union, the players will sit there and they'll say, okay, you're not kidding me, okay? You're going to put in some new rules? We all know that the media or the fans are going to love them, and this is baseball. This will be it moving forward. Like, Christian, to your point, you going to do it this year, not do it next year? I doubt that. Whatever they introduce this year, I guarantee a few of them, whatever, different things, they're going to sit there and say, you know what? It was great response. People actually like this. And here's the other problem, though, and the thing, I think the players will not want to do it because of that reason. But even some of the players will actually like them. Even some of the
players
will
like them. And that's my point. So a bunch
and
of
it'll be the
maybe
new
there's
baseball.
A portion. Maybe there's a portion of the players who are completely against it at first, but then realize that they can make some more money on it. It's more fun. They can compete with football and basketball for ratings on TV. You're going to give fans more reasons to watch. Even the overtime rule. And there's so many different new, creative, clever things that Major League Baseball can do in an otherwise crappy time.
And, yeah.
And they can make the best of it. Yeah. You're such a pessimist, Glenn. Listen, it is opening day, Glenn. We're not in
today.
Any mood for...
Have you taken your temperature? Please take your temperature during this break. Please do that. No. Because when we come back, we'll get into some of the stuff that's been out there. Plus, the commissioner gave the lamest excuse for the investigation with the Boston Red Sox last night. He was on ESPN. We're going to get to all of that. We got some really interesting stuff today because Tom Brady Sr. has finally chimed in on what happened between Tom and Bill Belichick. We're going to get to that. And Joe Montana thinks this is a major mistake by the Patriots and maybe Brady as well with this separation. All of that and your phone calls coming up at 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, it's Lou. Listen, first of all, hope everybody out there is being safe. They're being responsible as we get through this coronavirus. If we're responsible, if we do what we're told, hopefully we can get on the other side of this thing quicker than maybe some people expect. We'll see. Just be responsible, will you? Because I tell you, right now, I'm not happy. Today is March 26th. It's, as we all know, it's supposed to be opening day, which I think is the greatest day in all of sports. The Red Sox are supposed to be up in Toronto. That is not going to happen. I'm having a tough day. I am. I woke up. I had my coffee, you know, my little Red Sox mug. My wife, she made some pancakes. I drew little seams on each pancake, make it look like a baseball. My son's a little concerned with me. I told him I'm going to be just fine. This isn't really affecting me. I'm sad, but I'm not losing my mind or anything. I mean, we've been in the house for 10-2 freaking weeks. It's not like I'm starting to lose my mind at all. And now I got to get thrown here and opening day gets thrown upon me. Gone. No more baseball. But I'll be just fine. Don't worry about me. I'm not losing it. Okay, I'll talk to you guys later on today. First, though, I got to get some work in. All right, bye-bye.
Go. He's in full baseball uniform, by the way. Yeah. Little baseball seams on pancakes?
Yeah, she made these pancakes. I'm like, oh, it looks like a baseball. So we had that little red drizzle. So I just did some red drizzle and just kind of created like a little seam. And I put my fingers on it, you know, a cross seam, throw, course, four seam. You want to keep that ball straight. And then when I put that uniform on, I realized how comfortable it is.
Yeah.
You know, like these pants. They're like, you guys ever wear like ABCs? I'm like, Lulu? You know how comfortable those things are?
Oh, ABCs. I'm like, what?
Yeah, like they're so comfortable that I was like, why am I taking this off? I'm going to work. So I went to work. So here I am.
Love how you've just completely committed to just losing your ever-loving mind today. I love it.
See my batting gloves?
I did. You're insane. Wait, do you have wristbands on?
No, not
right
now.
Were you one of those guys?
I kept my gloves.
So
I left 4
o'clock
my gloves
you put those on.
I left my gloves and bat at home. I know last time I had a bat in my trunk, I got in trouble.
Hey, what is the, you know, a lot of these, a lot of players are superstitious. Yeah. So, like, is there something you do, like, today, like, before we, you know, when we come back from a commercial break, do you touch your forehead,
I usually wake up and have a shot of Crown opening day. Mm. First thing.
Okay.
Before orange juice.
Puts a pinch between the cheek and the...
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe
not doing that anymore. We're not doing that anymore.
Some seeds, you know.
Still a $200 fine, by the way.
Spitting the seeds. Yeah, yeah. Is it? The city. The city fines the kids $200.
Yeah, they're watching over you. I love it. I love it.
Did anybody...
Don't worry about me. I'm not losing it.
You are losing it. Yeah. Did anybody believe what Rob Manfred was telling us last night when he was on ESPN on SportsCenter? And he was asked a question about the Red Sox investigation, and he said the investigation is done. Listen to this. This is unbelievable.
Boston, we are done with the investigation. There's been a delay in terms of producing a written report just because I, frankly, have not had time to turn to it with the other issues.
Understood.
But we will get a Boston report out before we resume play.
Oh, Jesus.
So here's the issue that I have with this.
What's the problem?
Now, his people are probably not going into the office at work, but we have incredible communication right now with internet, with digital technology. So his people are at home, and nobody can sit there and type this together. He can't sit there and dictate it. He can't sit there and actually put a rough copy together and somebody clean it up for him. We can't get this investigation out. That was a bunch of crap last night. What they're doing is they don't want it out there right now. They're going to, but when do you hide it? You tell me, Lou, is this better for the Boston Red Sox if we release it the day before what we end up with as opening day, maybe June the 1st?
You got to tell me what it says.
I mean, frankly have not had time to turn to it.
I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, if they get them for something and the Red Sox sit there and say, well, that's really nothing. I mean, and all of baseball kind of responds the similar way. They don't go crazy like they did with the Astros banging on the drums, which is, I think, what will happen. Because banging on the drums and instant knowledge with nobody on base, men on first, men on third, whatever, so many more opportunities. So you got to tell me what they find. I don't think baseball is going to react the way they did with the Astros and people cursing out the Red Sox and questioning things. So, but I don't know what the report says. So I don't know if the longer it goes on. But I find it hard to believe. I mean, what are people doing right now? Like, Manfred's sitting down. I get it. They're trying to figure out what to do if the season's canceled. But, I mean, there isn't somebody in the office that can just sort of type this thing together. I'm pretty sure everyone's just sitting at home right now, aren't they?
I think
okay, so you think they're lying for what reason? So we had this whole discussion the other day.
Because it's not good. If it were fine with the Red Sox, it would be smart for them to release it right now because Lou's right. It's certainly not going to be as bad as the Astros. But my guess is that they found something. And their lawyer that was in court last week with a totally different case kind of revealed that maybe something is wrong, saying that the Red Sox see it much differently than Major League Baseball saw it. So my guess is, Christian, they're going to get a slap on the wrist. They're going to get something. And they don't want to release it right now. Because if it were good news and nothing happened, it's very easy for them to let it out. And it could be a very short investigative report.
Yeah, but why can't you... Why is the fact that there's a... And everybody's on lockdown not a reasonable explanation for why it has not been released when he's already admitted...
Because people can work right
when
now.
When he's already admitted that, okay, I get it, I can work... You can work, but we're all kind of preoccupied with our kids being home and not being able to have any food or, you know, toilet paper. I just feel like this will be released.
So you think that's the problem? Rob Manfred ran out of toilet paper. And yes. So therefore we're not getting the investigative report.
He does his thinking and his best work while he's taking a dump. Yes,
no,
okay.
We all do, don't we?
I just feel like it. So, listen, Glenn, we agreed the other day. We both feel like it's going to be released. It's like Lou thinks it's going to be released like the day, like opening day. Like
they might.
Officially
they
do
might.
It. No, they're going to do it now. They've already admitted. He's already given you a hint. That listen, it's done. We just have to put it together. It's coming in the next week.
Christian,
I bet you
before,
it comes next week.
I mean, before coronavirus took over our lives, there were reports that it was already done. You know, and they're just sort of, they're putting it all together. And,
February.
And they want to release it, you know, before the season will be released. And I still say they wanted to release it, you know, NFL free agency, the tail end of that, a few days before the season started. So as far as sports topics go, as far as people talking about sports around the world, it wouldn't be the number one topic. And it's their way of sort of burying it. They saw the response. They saw what damage it did to the game when people, for days and days, it was the only story out there. They don't want that anymore.
Yeah, but Manfred even admitted. He's like, listen, we gave it to the public. We knew there was going to be – people were going to talk about it. He's aware of this. I think we're all kind of a little delusional thinking that he would prefer to release this closer to opening day than get it over with, let people talk about it, dissect it. Maybe it's a week longer than they thought it would be, but at least it's done. Like he says, hey, I'm done with Houston. We're done with it. We gave the baseball community, they chewed on it, they dissected, they yelled, they screamed, they got mad. Now it's time for the Red Sox. Nothing's going on. There's no baseball. I think next week is where they add something. They throw it out there, right? Because they'll have plenty. Listen, the weekend, toilet paper is back in their life. They can write this thing up. He can co-sign on it, and here we go.
I would say this, and I think it can't be good, because I think if it were good, it would be out there right now. There'd be no reason for him to hold it back, and he could get it out there. There's no reason somebody can't write it up in one day. And I'm looking back at early February. Is when we first heard that they were a week away from releasing this. Early February. Okay, we're almost into April now. They're lying. No, things don't change. They're lying. It's all about spin right now. And we got a little bit more indication with the lawyer last week, the Red Sox attorney last week, that maybe it is not necessarily great news for the Red Sox. So I think
I don't think it is.
Yeah, so he's trying to hide it. And he's trying to keep, but I think it's even worse if we get to an opening day and people start getting excited and Luke can put his uniform on a second time. Let's say on June the 1st, they announced that June the 1st, we're going to start the Major League Baseball season. If it comes out on the day before that or 2 days before that, we release it and the Red Sox cheated. We all know, even though it's not to the extent of what the Astros did, it's going to be viewed as cheating. That's not a good way to start your season.
Yeah. No, it's, and I tell you, it'll be viewed as cheating that people want to view it that way. And that's just my opinion. I mean, we'll see. You know, we'll see. Because I don't, and I think the best way to judge it is to base it off the reaction of other players and other teams in the league. We'll see what they have to say about it. Because I think what's going to come out, there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to sit there and say, nah, this isn't what the Astros did. As a matter of fact, we were doing it too. We just didn't really know, you know, that was kind of illegal. You know, how the hell can I sit there and go in between innings and watch my at bat and put my thumb over the catcher? Like, am I expected to do that? Like, it's just human nature. I'm watching my at bat. I'm looking down saying, yep, that's the sign. Yeah, I know it's second sign. We heard that before the game. They're using it. You know, did you use video to confirm your scouting report? Yes, illegal. That's cheating. Is it? And I think a lot of teams are going to react that same way.
Yeah, I do too. I think baseball people are going to react that way. I think the outside world is going to react differently. I think the media will react much differently. And so I think it's smarter, and I think it's better for the Red Sox if Manfred releases it now. And if we're talking about a June 1st start, maybe by June 1st there are going to be so many other distractions here, and baseball people will be excited about their season finally opening up on June the 1st, that it won't be a big deal on June the 1st. But if you release it on May the 29th, May the 30th, it's going to be a big deal on June the 1st.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got to get to some of these changes that we wanted to as well. And it looks like looks like John Henry might be under some heat right now.
Uh oh! Did he not donate any money?
The concessionaires.
Yeah, the concessionaires. Can you all hear? There's a petition, which we got to dive into a little bit, because every major league team has donated $1 million to help their workers at the stadium. So I got to figure out what workers are not being paid.
Hi.
We got to go from there.
I think they did as well.
Every club, the Red Sox, John Henry, he's already donated $1 million. To help assist the thousands of ballpark employees affected by a delay of start of Major League Baseball.
So the biggest problem.
This is a Harvard thing. Subcontracted concession workers. Maybe they were not included. There's about 1,000 of them. Maybe they weren't included in this $1 million.
All right, we'll get to that, and we'll get to some of the changes of baseball. How about doubleheaders? Remember the old doubleheaders? How about doubleheaders with 7-inning games? All of that has been brought up. Playoffs that might look totally different. We'll get to all of that coming up next right here on OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier.
Let's go, boys.
On EEI.
All right, back here on OMF, we continue to do this in 3 different locations. Obviously, trying to keep us safe and keep anybody else from contracting this thing. And to this point, it's all working. We'll get into some of the coronavirus stuff a little bit later on. 4 o'clock today, Miguel Benzin will join us. He's the Pats cap guy. Also does some stuff for Boston Sports Journal. He knows the NFL cap better than anybody, and certainly the Patriots situation. And so instead of us doing the math, we'll find out what they do with the AB money and Hernandez money and all that other stuff, and how they can squeeze more money in this thing. Lou just brought this up before the break, and I'll let you go with the story here, Lou, because it's kind of breaking here in the last hour.
So this is an article here. Workers who feed Fenway must not be left behind. Now, there's a petition. This is what it reads. My name is Sean Boudreau, and I'm a lifelong Red Sox fan. I started working at Fenway Park in 97 as a concessions worker feeding fans at Fenway Park. It's great being part of the Red Sox family, but on March 17, 2020, news broke the Red Sox were pledging $1 million to assist workers during the coronavirus shutdown. But the 1,000 subcontracted concession workers need to unite here, because Local 26, like myself at Fenway Park, we're hearing that we are being shut out. So they're calling for the Red Sox owner, John Henry, and the Red Sox Foundation to support Fenway concessions workers through this COVID-19 pandemic. So I was reading about how every team in Major League Baseball put $1 million towards their employees, and the Red Sox did too. I was reading the article back with Michael Silverman in the Globe where the $1 million was being spread throughout 1,300 employees at Fenway Park. But this Sean Boudreau is saying, well, we're the subcontract concession workers, 1,000 of us, and we're being left out. So, I don't know, is this different than, say, Harvard? You got subcontracted workers? Is John Henry responsible? Because the $1 million is going to 1,300 employees, so there's another 1,000 that he should be taking care of?
Yeah, because I think you looked at the Harvard situation. It was $775,000, right?
Yes.
I mean, this is a situation where Aramark is the concessionaire. Aramark is a huge company all over the country. I think they have 225,000 employees. So isn't it their responsibility? Because all they're doing is they're coming in and establishing a fee to the Red Sox to do what they do, right? And
so those workers get paid by Aramark. They don't get paid by the Red Sox.
Right.
That's who they're.
I was reading this because here's an article here I just saw in the Herald. 7 employees of Aramark, which is this is basically the story breaking now, a third party company that supplies hourly workers for Red Sox games at Fenway Park, are set to lose their health insurance amidst the coronavirus pandemic. So apparently, the news comes as Aramark has not agreed to lower the limitations that guarantees health insurance to those employees who reach an hourly threshold during the year. The Boston Local 26 union asked Aramark to lower their threshold considering the Red Sox season has been postponed and employees can't work hours they usually would. But that request was denied. So my question would be, and trust me, if John Henry is not sitting here and paying these guys, he absolutely should be. But if they're employed by Aramark and not the Red Sox, and then a third party, are the Red Sox responsible for them?
That's crazy.
So, to me, this is like which entity would it be easier to get money from?
Well, so, it says that Aramark, I'm sorry, Aramark is believed to have shut down all operations at Fenway during the postponement, and the company is not expected to pay any of its employees for any lost wages at this time. To me, this Sean Boudreau, shouldn't he be going after his employer, which is Aramark?
Yes.
Yeah, but listen, but think about it, right? So you're putting your finger up in the air, you're gauging the temperature, and it's easy pickings on billionaires. Yeah, which is nothing wrong with that, right? If the circumstances, are needed. But I sit there and go, okay, here's a guy that says he really should be going after Aramark, but instead he looks for the local owner, and he can shame that local owner.
Because he sees Jacobs being shamed.
Harvard, yeah. He says, listen, what we need to do, even though they're not really responsible for it at all, because you're being employed by Aramark. It's a third party. Like, I subbed this out. I can't handle it. I hired a company to do it. All you're doing is walking around my ballpark, but I'm not paying you. If the checks were coming from the Boston Red Sox, I'd think you'd have an issue. But you really need to start hollering at Aramark.
Yeah, no,
There is a difference between the Red Sox situation and Jacobs in that the Red Sox are paying their employees, okay? They're part-time employees. That's what they're doing. They're not going to pay third party. In other words, if they're paying the Aramark company to come in and run the concessions and there's no money coming in, so Aramark's not delivering any money to the Red Sox. Aramark's not getting any money because they're not selling any hot dogs or any beers, then it's not the Red Sox responsibility to sell. Now, in Jacobs' end of it, the concessions are part of it because he owns the company that runs the concessions, which, by the way, is Delaware North. But Delaware North, again, is a company all over North America, and they do this in arenas everywhere. And the one thing I will say that you could make an argument for Jacobs in this, if he pays those concessionaires here in Boston, they're Delaware North employees. He's got to pay all of the Delaware North employees. So go do the math. Go do the math. There are 57,000 employees of Delaware North. 57,000. Yeah. Do the math. How much you're going to pay each one of them? And what do you think that number is going to be with no revenue coming in?
I get it. It would be nice, if he could help them out. But the difference is that those Delaware North, they're directly his employees.
Correct.
And, these guys, their employers, Aramark.
That's correct.
It says the third-party employees who call Fenway Park their office during the baseball season feels left behind.
Yeah.
So, the Red Sox, $1 million was pledged a few weeks back to help support the hourly workers during it. Those funds are applicable to only the 1,300 employees who work for the Red Sox. Now, those game day people, whether it's ushers, right? Whether it's security.
Yeah. Yep.
Those types of people that work throughout the ballpark that are employed by the Red Sox.
Is that the same people who work the suites? Who
probably.
Okay, all right.
Probably. I don't know, but the concession workers, to me, this petition should go to their employer. The Red Sox don't pay them.
Correct, but Aramark,
because Aramark is all over the country.
225,000 employees.
Yeah, they're all over the country. So every single stadium that isn't open today, that person that works for Aramark is not getting paid.
So the Red Sox or John Henry pay these employees because their employer refuses to pay them? That's a slippery slope, isn't it?
Sure it is.
Why isn't the answer their obligation? I mean, if they're feeling charitable,
the answer is no. This guy should go to his own employer. Like if your employer is not willing to pay you, why are you going to another party to ask them to pick up what your employer's not doing?
See, I don't know how many of the Aramark employees are considered full-time employees, but if that is the case, then Aramark is paying for unemployment insurance. They're feeding into unemployment insurance. John Henry's not doing that for any of those concessionaires because it is an outside company. You're hiring the company. You're not hiring a Joe Brown or Molly White. You're not hiring anybody.
But they call the stadium home, Glenn. They call the stadium home. What about the guy that sells brats and hot dogs outside? Are they part of Fenway? Are they part of Aramark?
Can I throw this one out? It's not a defense of Jacobs, because the way Jacobs is doing it, he looks really bad. But let's look at the math on this. And I know we're going to let a lot more to the math to Miguel next hour, but this math I think I can do. If you've got 55,000 employees all over the country that are working for Delaware North, and then you give them, I don't know, $5,000, let's say, the math is roughly, what, three quarters of a $1 billion. Well, it's a lot of money. Okay, it's in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Right, it's a lot of money. Right. So, does it not make more sense for you to do what every other company? Because nobody. There's one thing about beating up a billionaire, and you were right, Kirsten. It's open season right now. I'm beating up the billionaires. How different is that to beating up Amazon or Apple or any of the corporations right now? Because they're letting people go. A lot of these places, though Amazon's starting to add people, a lot of these other companies are letting people go. And you know what they're asking them to do? They're asking them to go and file for unemployment. The Marriott Corporation has unloaded more than half of their entire staff. And they, what are they telling their people? We're going to furlough you, which is a way of allowing them to come back when the economy comes back, but you can collect unemployment insurance. And part of the bill that we had last night, the stimulus bill, guarantees those people get the money. So should the billionaires, should the corporations pay for it? If the government is going to pay for it, and if you own a company, Christian, Lou, you tell me. If you've got 55,000 employees, or you're Aramark, and you got 225,000, are you going to sit there and pay out when you got no money coming in, or are you going to feed off of the system that everybody else is feeding off with right now, and that's unemployment insurance?
Yeah. Listen, I understand. You said it earlier. You're like, Jacobs actually has a defense here, you know, and I was just like, well, it's not going to play too well, you know. I don't know. I think some people would still sit there and say, these are my employers, but you should take care of them, especially when you're worth that kind of cash. If they are your employers, you know, if they're not your employers and the people that usually pay them are refusing to pay, I don't know if the responsibility would be there for you. And like you said, I don't know. So unemployment, is it better for him to do that or these players to do that? I don't know.
Well, but I mean,
that doesn't look good.
No, but what doesn't look good for Henry?
No, I'm saying for Jacobs. He's talking about Jacobs.
I don't think Henry's. I don't think this.
These
situation
are employers
is
of Delaware North
at all.
These people are employers
of Aramark. Jacobs is a slippery slope. The Fenway, the Aramark, the guy that's all pissed off and wants some help and is mad that he's not part of it. I mean, to me, that's cut and dry. Like, I mean. I don't know what to tell you. Like, you can't just jump on board over a technicality and, you know, use, really strategic phrases like I call it home. Again, when we do our shows there on Wednesday, we leave every Wednesday night and there's the guy, I don't know, you know him, Lou. He's always like, hey, you want a brat, right?
Yeah.
What about that
sausage
guy?
Sausage guy.
Is he the sausage guy?
He's self-employed.
He's self-employed, right? Yes, but he's self-employed. Getting hit. He's not making any money. So should John Henry and the Red Sox pay him a stipend?
Well, that's
he
different.
Calls it home every home game. Than, I'm just saying he has a – based on the way this guy is writing this report, the guy that sells the sausages or the ice cream or the hats or the souvenirs has the same case if he wants to. He can be like, what about me? I provide food for everybody that comes in here and watches your game.
But they're all self-employed. So they also – those sausage guys go down to Foxborough. They go to other events. They move around. They do carnivals. They do stuff in the summertime.
It's a big piece of their income.
What the Aramark employees are saying is, this is – we're here. This is our job. This is our home. We work out of Fenway.
But the problem is, you're not paid.
But you're not paid by the Fenway Sports Group. You're paid by.
Well, neither is a guy selling sausages. Neither is a guy.
He's independent.
I guess my point is, I know he's independent. The point is that he's affected because there's no games at Fenway Park.
Correct.
So it's a technicality. No. If he wanted to, he could go sit there and try and shame people. If he wanted to, just like this guy. To me, this is completely separate and has nothing to do with what's going on at Fenway. Nothing.
Yeah.
I think it's shameful that this guy would try and shake down the Red Sox. That's what I think. I think it's bogus that he would sit there and try and shake them down because that's what it sounds like to me.
I mean, honestly, it makes no sense. There's a lot of people out there that are being laid off or they're not getting paid by their employers. So if you are upset with anybody, you are upset with the people that normally pay you who are no longer paying you. Correct? If you work in
a
building.
But that door closed.
I'm just saying, if you work in a building and your employer refuses to pay you, you're going to go to the guy who owns the building?
Yeah.
And say, no, you go to your employer. You deal with Aramark. So, this is where the petition should go into those guys, shouldn't it?
Yes, so let me bring up the Jacobs thing in Harvard. Get back to your point about Harvard, because you were upset about Harvard yesterday.
I was.
Rightfully so. It's a terrible look. So how much is Jacobs going to pay? If he pays, has to pay, and he can't just do it to the Boston employees who are employees of Delaware North. He has to do it to all 57,000 employees. So you tell me what would be a fair amount, because they're all probably making similar money, right? They're making. So how much would you hand out to them for, let's say, are you going to pay them for the next 2 months? It's 2 months of lost income, probably. For 2 months, how much would you pay each one of them? Could you just give me a figure?
I don't know.
$2,000.
You do the figure. It's your $2,000.
You're going to pay them $2,000,
sure.
So you get $1,000 a month. Okay.
Yep.
So if you do the $2,000, that figure is not that bad. Okay. So times two, that would be $114.
Carry the one.
Right.
Carry
that's not a big deal. So that's 1.14
million.
Okay,
it's a low
million.
Number. Yeah, so I get it.
But I think they're looking for a lot more than 1,000. I think if you gave them 1,000, it would be a problem. But he's losing all revenue. There is zero revenue coming in. Zero.
You know that
he's still paying expenses. Some expenses, zero money. Let's look at Harvard. You brought it up yesterday, Lewis. Harvard losing a cent.
No. I mean, where are they losing?
Are they refunding? I mean, are they refunding tuition?
Nope. I shouldn't say no. I am sure there is somewhere
some expenses
where they are losing something. Okay, but I don't know. Are they having students give their money back?
No.
Okay.
So no, and they're saving money on the food, I would think, because they're not serving food over there,
mm-hmm.
And nobody is living in the dorms. So though they have nobody living there, they're not giving money back on the tuition. So that's a real bad look. Now, do they actually have to pay these people since they're third-party employees? Probably not. But the look is terrible because you're not losing a cent. You really aren't. There's nothing being lost. You're probably not even cleaning the hallways.
The
so you're saving
thing,
money there.
The other thing with Harvard, you can sit there and say, well, geez, okay, it's a bad look. I don't know. Is every university doing this? Then you read University of Chicago is continuing to pay
correct.
Their contracted workers. I saw Georgetown. Georgetown yesterday, they announced they're going to continue to pay their subcontracted food workers, right? So now you start looking and saying, okay, well, geez, these other people are. What is the expense, given the endowment that Harvard has? Is that something a board of directors could vote on easily? Because other universities are.
I think you can make a better excuse for what Jacobs doing right now.
Penn State's doing it as well.
Yeah, you can make a better excuse because he's losing all revenue. There's no revenue coming in. He can't go and run his business. Harvard continues to operate with the revenue that they created with tuition for the second semester, right? They're getting it from all the people that are supposedly in the dorms. There's only one problem. Nobody's in the dorms.
I think I think it's real easy to sit there and dissect another person's business and try to figure out what's important to them
yep.
and how they should be spending their money. I just don't think it's right. From an owner's perspective, I would just advise them to do this. You know that whole movie, Christmas Vacation, where the guy cheapens out and gives a jelly of the month club. The wife gets all pissed, because like all the ways to save a lousy buck. Like you need to sit there and think about it. Okay, is this worth, like Harvard, for example, I think what they're doing is wrong. All the ways to save a lousy buck, right? With all the money you got, to me, that's cut and dry, too. With all the listen, it's short money for you. It'll pay off two times what you're paying because these people will be loyal to you. They will be thankful to you. They will never leave your side. They will always speak, highly of you. To me, that is investment I'm willing to make.
Okay, but here's the issue I have. It goes beyond that. So they had a budget at the beginning of the year. The budget
to Harvard?
Yes, the budget was based on how much revenue was coming in for tuition and living expenses for people over at the college. It's $72,000 a year, isn't it?
They're not losing that money. Okay.
They're not losing any of the money.
I know, that's my point.
So what are you doing? Are you pocketing that money right now? Jacobs has a legitimate gripe. If he takes the money out of his pocket for 55,000 employees, and if it's, let's say, $5,000 or $6,000 per person, it really gets up. In big numbers, he's not bringing any revenue.
The difference is that they are his employees, correct? And it's a lot of employees. I get it. How many did Amazon, didn't they announce they were going to pay all their employees through this?
Yeah, they were hiring
How many employees
people.
Do they have?
They're hiring people now.
Yeah, but I'm just... But that's a huge company with a lot of employees. Is it 600,000? Was it something ridiculous?
Right.
Amount of employees? These are his employees.
Right.
These aren't John's. You know, and you know, we could talk about the Harvard situation again. I don't know if other organizations do it. Like, if there's another organization that pays their third-party workers, you're going to sit there and say, oh, okay. All I know is that, you know, other universities are, like you said, they're not losing money. That tuition is still there. You know, Harvard's worth $40.9 billion. They got that endowment there. The Red Sox, their value, according to Forbes, is like $3.2 billion. So it's not $40.9. They're losing gate. They're losing ad revenue. They're losing money left and right. Is Harvard?
I don't think they're losing a cent. Somebody would have to tell me how they're losing, because they're not refunding anything. And that was, and part of the budget was for that cafeteria, for the food services to be part of the experience that these kids were getting during the course of the year. So where are they losing? If they're giving that money back to the students, then I would say, okay, maybe they've got a case here, because they really didn't get the food and they didn't get the service because of the coronavirus shutdown. But apparently what we're reading is nobody's giving any money back. It's baffling to me. I almost think Jacobs has a better case in some cases than Harvard does.
Me too. All right,
we're going to get to the phone calls coming up next at 617-779-7937. Coming up in the next hour, you'll hear from Tom Brady Sr. And Joe Montana has some interesting things to say about the fallout with this Brady thing to Tampa Bay. And Miguel of Pat's Cap is going to join us at 4 o'clock, and we'll find out how Patriots can squeeze a little bit more breathing room. They're under $1 million under the cap right now. How they can squeeze a little bit more breathing room into the upcoming season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.